You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I come to claim the right of Prima Nocta. As lord of these lands, I will bless this marriage by taking the bride into my bed on the first night of her union.
What's that from?
Braveheart.
Yeah. And then, yeah, there was a bit of a revolt. Then.
It's amazing how the Scottish had to fight the English after something like that, when they could just ride into your town and, you know, take your wife before you even had the opportunity to, you know, consummate a marriage.
I will take your wife
and bless this union with my junk.
Mm-mm. That's what John Clay Wolf thinks. All right.
Well, if you build a man a pool, you get his wife, apparently.
Build us your pools.
Apparently. Apparently, if you can't pay the pool builder, he gets your wife.
I don't want a pool. I take a chance.
No. The teams need coaches. Team Lightskin needs coaches, Dell.
Well, Ty Lue certainly would be at the top. He's a finals winner. He has an NBA championship. And I think he would be at the top. Maybe Doc, possibly.
What about Steven Silas?
He doesn't have any pelts on the wall. His claim to fame is what, being 11 and 18 or whatever he is? He doesn't get to coach the team.
I mean, winning 11 games with this team, I think he's the coach of the year.
I feel like you'd be the only one voting for him at this point.
Well, that's all right.
Ty Lue.
I'm going to stand on that.
Who else is out there? I think it'd be Ty and Doc would be coaching.
Ty and Doc.
Yeah, I think those are your two front runners to coach the team.
I think Doc's overrated.
Candyman says, I want to live in a world where Carl Herrera is the line of demarcation and we are all seen as being on the same team.
Huh.
He said,
not a good enough player.
Mark sent a GIF in that's just Walter White. And it says, he writes this segment, and the GIF is, maybe your best course of action would be to tread lightly. We got a few Blake Griffins. And then Steve said, Will Smith is the official. Will Smith is the line of light skin.
But we're talking about basketball players.
No, but he's just saying that's the world of light skin versus dark skin beef. He said
you're a little light with your Devin Booker.
He said Will Smith is the line where the beef.
I moved it to Steph.
This initially, beef to me is it's a fascinating beef. And so how does Will Smith get treated?
Like one of our best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's a legend. No one treats Will Smith poorly. He's just our dude. That's all.
Okay.
No conversation other than that.
Well, he got treated poorly by his wife, I think.
Speaking of light-skinned dudes, J.J. Watt.
He's not a light-skinned dude.
He is light-skinned.
He's just a white guy who's really good at football.
Well,
he was really good at football.
Is he? No, I don't know. I don't are you about this? He tweeted out, mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. You know what that means?
No. Everyone's trying to figure out what. So, like, well, I saw some of them. Everyone was guessing Browns fans, Bengals fans.
No, Bills
Steelers
fans
and Bills fans. Oh, no. There was all the fan bases were doing it.
They did.
Yeah, what's
well,
the Bills
mitochondria
rationale?
Research society is located in Buffalo.
Is that how Buffalo thinks they're tied to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know I actually did something to try to decipher that yesterday?
What'd you do?
I copied the word and I pasted it into an anagram site to see if I could find the end, and it just showed me too many words. But I tried to see if I could figure out an anagram that maybe there was two or three words in there that JJ, maybe it was some kind of little trick, but I couldn't find anything. I got action. I thought, okay, action. No, it's not action. And I couldn't find anything. But I actually tried to decipher it. Because what is he talking about?
It might be that. I don't know, but why do that? Why do that?
Deep.
Well.
Because that's what athletes do now. They post. And this is JJ's
version
of a rap lyric.
Well, now they're teased Buffalo. They think that he's going, and if he doesn't.
Well, this is JJ. This is Deshaun's rap lyric, but for JJ, it's doing something scientific with mitochondria.
Right.
What does it mean? Did we not do that with Deshaun? What does it mean?
Yeah. No, absolutely we did it with Deshaun.
Do you know that Eyelids for Kids, we changed our song. It goes, Eyelids for Kids, eyelidsforkids.com.
So
we
easy.
Are trying to get some eyelids for your kids.
Really?
Yep.
That's the new
changes the
that's
thing.
The new song.
From, yeah, Eyelids for Kids, Eyelids for Kids.
No, it's now it's Eyelids for Kids.
Yeah.
So easy. You oh, no.
Do it. Yeah. No, 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 that's no, no, not,
that's
what
not
say.
It. That's not it.
That's a different song.
Well, you saw who his wife liked. Not Malnati. The pizza place. Lou, whatever, in Chicago. They said, hey, JJ, come on over, and we'll set you up with pizza for life. Sign with the Bears, and we'll set you up with pizza for life. And his wife, JJ's wife, liked it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh! She liked it.
She liked it. Mm. And then Sarah Spain was like, come on, JJ, and, you know, all this stuff. Anyway, now he ain't going to the Bears. They ain't winning nothing.
JJ is.
How many games do you think people have watched JJ Watt play the last two seasons for all these people who are super excited to potentially have him?
JJ, like
the people who are excited about DeMarcus Cousins coming.
They played okay this year.
Yeah, but not to the level where he should be this. Everyone should be freaking out about where he plays.
No, but I'll tell you this: if you've got a Myles Garrett on one side and JJ on the other, that's a conundrum.
Yeah, JJ
for a
can
team
just
now.
Let
you got a Myles Garrett.
Yeah,
in
you
that
got
case.
JJ can let
you got a JJ,
and he can let Pat Mahomes
JJ
escape the
plays.
Pocket. He can let Pat Mahomes escape the pocket and, and try to chase him down. What is this thing? Look,
it
is
a little outrageous.
It's a little nuts. He's not Khalil Mack.
No, he's not Khalil Mack. But I'll tell you. But I will say this: JJ had Ross Blacklock next to him, and you had to worry about JJ or Ross Blacklock.
There's Larry Ogunjobi. He's a free agent, I think. But they've got a good defensive front. I mean, JJ would be part of another good defensive front. JJ's still physically, you know. I feel like JJ really, and I feel like it might be selfish, but I might be wrong. That he wants to play outside when really inside, yeah, you'll see more double teams from time to time. But JJ has a chance to whip a guard very quickly with his hands and foot quickness. But you can get more sacks when you know that you're going to be singled on the outside. I feel like JJ would be better served rushing
if the quarterback
inside.
Holds onto the ball too.
A team would be better served rushing JJ from inside.
Yeah. No. Well, if you've got two outside guys that are better than JJ, and JJ is inside, now you got something.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I think, and I think the Browns, and I think the Bills would benefit from JJ Watt.
And I don't think JJ needs numbers anymore. I know JJ. He's been, you know, on an island. He's been, you know, he's a renegade, a rogue. He'll just rush the.
Do you think JJ should be the best defensive player on the team right now?
No.
Not for a good team.
No.
Yeah.
Not for, he wouldn't be. If he's, JJ's your best player on defense, you're not very good. We saw that.
Yeah, I mean, it was spectacularly terrible around him. But,
yeah.
Yeah. But no, he probably shouldn't be your best player on a good team.
No, again, if you're a good team, that's
Bills,
not the case.
Gilmore? I guess.
Gilmore and the Patriots?
Patriots, not Bills. Patriots would be Gilmore.
Yeah.
Bills would be Tre'Davious White.
Yeah.
Who would be your Dolphins, Dell?
Xavier Howard when he's not
involved Howard.
In when he's not
agent
shooting people.
He's not. He wasn't looked at as the guy who shot.
I don't know.
That case,
Jets.
All I
that
know
case
is there was a shooting and Xavier Howard was.
Who's a Jets case best closed. Defense player? It doesn't matter. That's
Williams
point.
Quinnen Williams, right?
Yeah, I guess it's Quinnen. You know, Texans. Wow, the Texans have the worst defensive.
Yes,
oh,
we know
I don't
that.
Want to play this game
we know that. Yes,
because yeah, it's got to be the Texans have.
Yes. No, what? This is just your realization now. The Texans. They're historically. This was an historically bad defense. Historically,
we
Lance.
Got the worst best player.
Yes.
Top three, it's probably not close, right? If I told you who are the Texans' top three defensive players, under contract.
Under contract, it would be JJ's not doesn't count, right?
No.
Zach Cunningham, Bradley Roby, and Bernardrick McKinney.
I mean, on paper,
how many of those guys finished the year?
None.
Zach did.
Yeah.
On paper, that Bradley Roby sounds did. Okay. Certainly not good enough. Like McKinney, you want to be maybe your fourth best player? at best. Yeah, I mean, fifth. At worst.
Yeah.
No.
Fifth?
Yeah. Fourth or fifth best player.
Right.
Zach Cunningham, you want to be maybe your third to fourth. And Roby, you want to be about your fourth. Yeah. We just got a bunch of fourth best players on other teams.
Pretty much. Yeah. But we do have generators.
Well, or do we? Because I know a lot of people did not have generators. And now's your chance. If that didn't wake you up to the fact that generators are very, very important here in this city. We know about the climate change with when it comes to our tornadoes. That can change in us on us in a hurry. Turn into floods, lost power, can turn into a lot of problems. When we lose our power, whether it's through rain or through the cold weather we had recently or through excess heat, which typically that doesn't happen as much where you lose the weather, but a transformer going out, that you could be without. You could be without electricity for 7-8 hours. And sometimes it's not going to be about the brutal heat or the brutal cold. Sometimes it's going to be you have work that needs to get done and you need your Wi-Fi and you need your electricity on. And it'd be great to have a generator from Generator Supercenter. They've got generators for you, and Generac Automatic Standby Generator, they are the nation's number one dealer. This is a great generator because when your power goes off, the generator comes on and it's set up to be seamless, and that's what they can do for you. Financing is available with low monthly payments, and you can get a free estimate right now when you give them a call. Make sure that you go to the website, check all their information out, and get that peace of mind for you and for your family that what happened to you this last week will never happen again with GeneratorSupercenter.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The number is no calls today. How about give us a call? 713-780-3776 to hang out with us. Aaron Rodgers is going to guest host a 10-show stint of Jeopardy.
Yep.
Are you going to watch it?
Nope. Why would I?
Apparently, they made a change to his Wikipedia page.
Oh, no.
It's not bad. After Shailene Woodley was on and she announced that I don't know him as a football guy, I know him as a nerd who wants to host Jeopardy. Apparently, he is now, his Wikipedia page says he's identified as an American football nerd, wants to host Jeopardy for the Green Bay Packers. That's what his Wikipedia page says now. So
we do live in a time that, I mean, he's too accomplished to have this happen to him, but we do live in a time where it's possible that sports talk shows or TV opinion shows would have something, if it wasn't Aaron Rodgers and it was somebody a little lower, let's say it was Jared Goff. Does Jared Goff care too much about things like Jeopardy and not enough about football?
Yeah, right.
Like, but with Aaron Rodgers, you can't really say that. He's coming off an MVP season.
Yeah.
So, but that is one of those things. Yeah,
no, but one of the things I thought of was, well, I wonder how this affects is you do know you like tape six Jeopardies in a day.
Probably.
And then you come back and you do.
Yeah, it probably takes five.
They'll do two in 2 days. They'll do 10 shows.
Yeah.
In 2 days, they'll do 10 shows. So, I mean, it's not a big deal, but it is. It'll be interesting to see him. I'll watch that. I want to see Aaron Rodgers do that.
That's a lot of, I think it'd be more than that. Five Jeopardies in a day. Even if you went real time, that would be like over 5 hours with no clothing changes, no cuts and edits. Is Jeopardy just half hour?
Yeah, it's a half hour show. No. That's two and a half hours, plus you got to change clothes and everything. Yeah.
Full boy, that is a full day of shoots now.
Yeah.
By 15 hours.
Oh, where do you think you get the big bucks? Pat Sajak and I mean.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be like, I didn't come here to work hard.
Well, yeah, guess what?
How many is he hosting? 10?
10. You think it, now it's going to hurt his offseason? You don't think he's going to have an MVP season next year now? He's going
to
fall off?
You think he wants to do something like this full time?
Maybe.
Well, so I mean, some people like doing, yeah. like would love to, man, I would love to
it's
do
a
that.
Great job.
You know, Matt Thomas
You know, you work like a few days a month.
Oh, TV's the best. When I would go in to do TV, and do you know how easy TV is compared to what we do is extremely hard. We are.
Yeah, we're grinding every day.
Some people said heroes or whatever, but right. I don't think it's heroic, but I do think that what we do is,
yeah.
It changes lives.
Yeah.
TV guys have it so easy.
No, it's terrible. Like, when I
okay,
did TV
you're
going to
be
years.
In segment one
it's
and three, segment two.
It's, no, segment okay, you, oh, you do that
yeah,
that
like
way.
For me.
On the newscast, you get 3 minutes at the end of the show.
Big deal.
What the hell? David Nuño goes out, does all the work. You just go, and here's David Nuño. And that's your job.
That's why Art doesn't like Greg Bailey. He thinks he's stealing Nuno's hard work.
Well, Art doesn't like Greg Bailey because that's really weird, his yeah. obsession with hating Greg Bailey.
Yeah.
Okay? It's really, really weird.
And Tyler.
But his love for Bree isn't too weird, I don't think. I don't know. 713-780-3776.
By the way, yesterday, if you didn't hear...
Try Lou Malnati's next time you're in Chicago. I grew up in Chicago. You know what I never ate? Lou Malnati's. You know why?
Well, maybe you should try
because
it.
Because it was Palermo's Pizza, which is the best pizza in Chicago. So don't tell me about Lou Malnati's.
Have you ever tried Lou Malnati's?
Lou Malnati's. They make a pizza as a crust made of ground sausage. Go for it, JJ.
Oh.
And Lou Malnati's, you know, I have actually... we ate there, I think Christmas, we were there a couple of years ago. And we went to Lou Malnati's. It was, meh.
How thick was the pie, Chicago?
No,
style?
It was a thin crust. That's not.
No, but y'all didn't have Chicago style.
That's not.
He
Chicago.
Doesn't like. You know
you
what?
Pour a bunch of tomatoes in a.
You
giant,
know he doesn't like when we do this.
Well, it's too bad because that's Chicago
stupid.
Style. Everyone
it's
knows.
Not,
it.
No, it's stupid. But nobody in Chicago eats.
There's New York style, which
pizza.
Is
we
the right
thin,
kind.
We eat squares. Thin crust squares. That's Chicago pizza.
I'm just going to... Del, would you Google Chicago-style
pizza? If I type
pizza,
in Chicago-style pizza...
Google that yeah. and see what okay, the image, no. what the image
oh,
is.
Oh, for ignoramuses.
Well, I don't think
okay.
Google... Chicago-style pizza, and
yeah.
I'm...
Yeah.
And all of them, all the images are deep dish.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Those are... That's the narrative out there.
Yeah, but
Chicago-style pizza is a pizza prepared according to several different styles developed in Chicago.
Chicago.
The most famous is the deep dish pizza.
See?
The most famous for people that don't know anything.
The pan in which it is baked gives the pizza its uncharacteristically high edge, which provides ample space for large amounts of cheese and chunky tomatoes.
Well, I don't like the chunky
like
tomato
it.
Part of it.
I like it.
But sorry, John, this is what people think of your
I
city.
Know,
pizza
true.
Stew.
I don't care about
you
it.
Have
I really
a
don't care
stew.
About it.
A pizza pot pie.
I don't. No one cares about it, okay? Should Christian Wood be considered for MVP? Yes. With him, 7 out of 8. Without him, lose 8 straight. Yep.
What'd you guys think about the Rockets getting snubbed in the All-Star game?
What do you mean?
Well, Rockets got snubbed from All-Star reserves. And I mean, there was no All-Stars named from the Rockets.
Which one did you think is most deserving?
I mean, honestly, you could have looked at, I mean, Wood was hurt, obviously, but if you don't talk about the guy that's injured, probably like Victor.
Because of how good he was 3 years ago?
Jayshon John Wall's been pretty good.
Better than the guys they picked?
He's hurt. Probably not PJ Tucker.
No.
I guess John Wall.
Could the current Rockets make the G League All-Star team?
Yes.
Who?
Like the active Rockets who are healthy, could any of them make the G League All-Star
Justin
team?
Justin Patton?
Yes.
No, I mean like John Wall. Could he make the G League All-Star?
Yes, John Wall could make a G League All-Star. I mean, he wouldn't be able to play in it because it's a rest day.
Yeah. So he wouldn't go to the game.
You shoot a lot of threes. Oladipo might not do well in the G League.
No.
It's a lot of three-point shooting. By the way, did you see the guy that the Rockets love so much, Chris Finch, is the new head coach? He took over for Saunders.
Well,
Finch
and
is
people
the guy
are,
that they love.
Well, first of all, Carl Anthony Towns didn't know they were firing Saunders, and he was pissed. And secondly, they had another guy on the bench who I don't know. But
yeah, he had some popularity around the league. He coached McCollum and Lillard. They both came out and were stumping for him.
Vander Toll or something.
Because,
like
well... that's their dude. And they're like, wait a minute, you got a guy sitting right there, but you picked a guy outside the organization. So it didn't go over well in some circles, but it's the Timberwolves. We'll all forget.
Yeah. Carl Anthony Towns. You know what? I'd be mad about 9 wins, honestly, having 9 wins for the season.
Well, I'm not going to take any shots at Carl Anthony.
Are they up that high now?
Oh, no. They got 7.
Yeah. Oh, they.
Carl Anthony Towns is playing under the cloud of, you know, everyone I know gets sick and almost dies or does die from COVID.
That's
so
crazy.
No shots taken at that guy this year.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? I'm fine with it. That dude should just be like, whatever. I don't care about anything. If you want to know the truth, I really can't care about anything after this year.
And it was pointed out that people.
How many people did he lose? Like 6?
7, 8, 7, somewhere around those. Oh, that number. And he said, they asked him about. Do you think basketball will be a great distraction? He was like, no. Basketball was the thing I associate all those people with because those are people who loved what I did, and now they're all gone.
Mm-mm. Wow. Yeah. What an awful
COVID's
awful
crazy.
Story.
You know, I got my dad pretty good. He had the brain fog and a little bit of trouble breathing, really, really bad cough, which is what you know, gave him some problems with breathing.
Remember when we had Rudy T on and he couldn't stop coughing?
Oh, he had to leave.
Yeah, he had to leave. He was like, I just want everybody to know I don't have it.
Oh, that's right. Because we were in the middle of doing our shows remotely. It was like March or April. We probably heard Rudy. It was probably in March, late March. And he's coughing so uncontrollably that he sent a text back through Jesse Brown that said he wanted everyone to know he didn't have COVID. Or did Rudy tell us that?
I think he said it on the air.
He called back.
Yeah, he did
call back in. I just wanted to make sure everyone knows that I don't have COVID. Because, you know, when you cough.
Well, it was at that time that COVID, I mean, that was early. Oh. That was when, like, Nick Sciarra was like, I don't ever want to be around anyone who's ever had it. What?
Yeah.
I mean.
And people are like, man, Del, you're the angsty, angry one. Nick was like, you're lepers now. Stay away from me.
Nick was like a COVID racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a COVID separatist.
Man, I mean, please.
How about that? Do you remember what was the craziest thing you did? I was literally in a house. I was at McCool's, and Chris, a guy named Chris was in there also, who was living there. And, you know, we talked briefly. I'd do the show. I'd see him briefly, go run, come back. We'd see each other. I'd go do my draft work in there. I must have washed my hands 5 times a day in one single house.
Really?
Now, remember, masks were not really a thing early on.
Remember, because I had one, and somebody was like, that could be going to a first, someone in a hospital that needs it, got a mask.
Yeah, we couldn't find, there was no mask.
I know, but my buddy he was selling them. Chad.
Yeah, because
he sold millions of masks.
Would you say that mask was a privilege of yours?
No, I would say it was a friend of mine that had them.
Privilege, your friend.
No, that's mask not privilege. That's called friendship.
Mask privilege.
Oh, by the way, and I was like,
when did somebody tell you that?
Listen, this mask wasn't going to anyone. My buddy had it at home. It was his.
Tell you that?
What?
Why didn't your buddy donate those masks
to
first responders?
He donated a boatload of masks to the hospital.
Not enough, because you had one.
Yeah, should have donated all of them that he could spare. Instead, he gave one to you.
He gave one to me. Keep his friends safe.
Who are you saving?
Yeah, no one.
Did you save anyone?
Oh, did we not save lives every day on the show?
That's true, Del. But you didn't save anyone directly with your mask. Somebody yelled at you about having a mask?
Yeah, someone did. That mask could go somebody, a nurse.
On Twitter or what?
I was like, these are not the masks that they use in a hospital, first of all.
Hey, John, I got to apologize for that. I was out of line.
No, it was some douche. Anyway.
Do you look back at anything? Like, I took my temperature multiple times per day and washed my hands multiple times per day. And I'm like,
you want to know the truth?
Yeah.
I was just the opposite. I was out every day.
He was
at a
out
golf
there
course,
living life,
and it was awesome because no one was on the streets.
Oh, well, no, we knew that about.
No. But I mean,
did you do anything?
Nothing. I lived with two women that had it, and I was like, whatever.
You didn't stay away from them?
No, I stayed away from them, but
let's be clear.
It wasn't.
You were the favorite to get it first at the station.
Yeah.
You were the odds-on favorite.
And let's clear up what he just said. When he means two women, he meant his wife and his daughter. He's not living with two women. If you don't know the story,
yeah.
I'm just telling people. If people hear that, John's just living with two women, I'm just explaining it.
I could.
Marge and
Would Marge allow
and Nikki,
that?
It might be Marge and Nikki before they get another sister wife.
No, John doesn't have two wives. And no. Why would you?
No. No. Two women, my daughter and my wife. Yes. That had COVID at the same time. Me? Not so much. And I
Del, care, you haven't
but
had
I
it,
got
right?
to play golf every day. No,
at least not that I know.
My whole experience was
Del doesn't have it that we know of because it would almost be impossible for Del to get COVID.
It would be astronomical, mm-hmm. the odds.
You're in there, away from us.
I separate, certainly.
You don't go anywhere where there's people. I don't know how you would ever get. You're as close to being in a bubble as anybody.
Yeah, I've followed all the rules. Me and Fauci, tight.
But you follow the rules when we don't have a pandemic.
Yes, you're always got your following own set those
of
rules.
So like I said before, it wasn't out of the ordinary to live the life they asked us to lead.
No, your life is a pandemic.
Yeah, because you all are literally a second away from ruining my life. So I stay away from you.
At 8:29, ESPN 97, you're ruining AJ's life right now by going over, okay, in this segment.
Maybe you should call HRMP. And
maybe I should. Maybe Del.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe because he's endangering all of us by going over. Who knew? Because AJ's going to come in here throwing fists.
Who knew you were a snitch?
It's time to talk right now about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. These people are awesome. And this is a great. This should be the example for you of why you need HRP, because it's tax time. Do you have a payroll company that is taking care of all of your taxes? Do you have a payroll company that's taking care of all of your Affordable Care Act? Do you have a payroll company that is knowledgeable in Affordable Care Act and all the taxation? Do you have a company that is taking care of you with your PPP or your small business loan, your unemployment claims? All of these things are happening right now. How about a payroll company that's going to help you navigate through these tough waters that are these COVID times? So if you're looking for that kind of company, if your company, your payroll company, you're not completely satisfied with them, go with ours. It doesn't cost you anything to get a consultation. Just give them a call, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Ben Roethlisberger says he had a good meeting with the Steelers and he's going to be their guy. You believe him?
Well, yeah.
He would have to redo his deal.
Yeah.
Probably going to
believe it. I mean, if you're the Steelers, this, I don't know. This is what happens when you have a really good... And it's not like the Steelers have tried to take some flyers on some guys, Mason Rudolph, Josh Dobbs, like Landry Jones a little while back. They've actually tried to add some quarterbacks that they hope they could develop behind the scenes, but it hasn't hit. So the Steelers at some point are going to have to try and figure out who their next quarterback of the future is going to be. That's a tough one because the Steelers are kind of in the same boat as the Colts, where the Colts had a team that you know can be competitive at a high level, but they don't have a quarterback good enough. Right now, I'd say the Steelers are in the same boat, mm-hmm. and you don't want to let that T.J. Watt is in his prime. You don't want to let that go. They got a good defense.
Well, Bud Dupree comes back, that'll be better.
Yeah. And so
that was a big loss for them. That was a big loss.
What do you do about quarterback, though? Ben's going to be there another year.
You got Mason Rudolph. What do you need?
What are you going to do about quarterback after Ben? I mean, I guess you could go Will Greer, but what are you going to do about quarterback?
Maybe pick up A.J. McCarron. Okay.
If you give, I would take fourth for A.J. McCarron. If you want to give the Texans a fourth,
yes,
I'll let you have
it. You take that right now.
Yeah.
But here's the other guys that might not be back. James Conner, Juju, Alejandro Villanueva, Matt Filer, and Maurice Pouncey.
So is Juju a free agent?
Yeah.
Pouncey's, both the Pouncey's retired.
I thought one did the other day.
No, they both.
Those two put on their Free Hernandez.
That's right, they did. That's
they put their Free Hernandez shirts on and retired together.
No, yeah. They did not put their Free Hernandez shirts on. Boy, those were unfortunate shirts.
Or was it Aaron hats? Hernandez,
so he can murder again? Was that on the back?
Well, I mean, we wouldn't put that on the hat or shirt.
Free Aaron Hernandez. The free stuff, people who've done terrible things and you want to free them, like, ooh.
Juju says he wants to stay.
Great. Maybe Juju can get some separation coming up this year.
Whoa.
Because Chase Claypool looks like the better target.
Yeah. Here's something interesting.
Honestly, Juju, I could see them maybe saying, Juju's kind of a pain in our ass.
Stop dancing.
Let's let Juju go. Because Juju, they had Antonio Brown, and they're like, oh, no, we got Juju. He's got to put TikTok dances.
Yeah, but Deontay Johnson can't hold on to the ball.
Deontay Johnson can't hold on to the ball. You know who the videographer for Juju is, basically? Do you know, Dell?
No.
Chase Claypool. Chase is fully in on the team Juju stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you know the Steelers are, let's get Juju the fuck out of here so we can keep. I did it. No, I did it right.
No, he muted
let's get
himself.
Him out of here so we can keep Claypool from turning into
an idiot.
Chase Juju.
And they got Wallace, too. I mean, they're yeah.
They got James.
James Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Yeah.
They could let him walk. Now, Villanueva, to me, is a really interesting free agent because teams who need tackle in the front of the top end of the draft, I could see, like the Bengals. So everyone says, you got to protect Joe. That's true. You do.
Yeah.
But instead of drafting Penei Sewell, who to me is a little up and down, why not go Villanueva over there at left tackle and go get somebody like Kyle Pitts, a super weapon, you know, and use your free agent money. They got money. Use free agent money to go get a tackle who's ready to. Yeah.
For the Bengals.
Yeah. The Bengals have cap space.
I can't. When was the last time the Bengals hit the cap? Ever? No, ever.
When have the Bengals ever had to cut money to get under the cap?
Never, never.
You know something I've never heard? Man, the Bengals are really going for it this year.
Well, the Bengals are capped out.
Yeah, I've never heard that phrase.
You don't hear that?
They're really going for it.
Here's a tweet, NFL and CBS, which is a great, great site. Over the last 35 years, only three safeties have been named Defensive Player of the Year. Can you name them?
Over the last how many years?
35.
Three safeties?
Mm-hmm.
Was Ronnie Lott ever one?
Nope. When this last 35 years, Ronnie would have been before.
No, he would have been in there too.
It was the 80s.
That's
Woody? More than 35 years now, isn't it?
Would Woody be considered a safety?
No.
Charles Woodson?
Nope.
Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah.
I mean, Jamal Adams never was. Safety.
No, it's superheroes.
Safety. So Ed Reed?
Yep.
Just once?
Yep.
Oh, man, it's a good one. Let's see. Ed Reed, no one with the Patriots. Bills, I'm going through. Was there anyone with the Texans? Matt Stevens? C.C. Brown?
Matt Stevens?
I'm going through the Texans. Hold on. C.C. Brown. Matt Here, Stevens. A.J. Moore. Eric Murray. Well, you're running your hair. Oh, Troy Polamalu.
Yeah.
You don't have dandruff.
I don't have dandruff.
You and Troy
And
Polamalu.
Then the other one is, but you know what?
AFC or NFC?
AFC. He's the reason they won the Super Bowl. Well, he's a big reason they won the Super Bowl. When he returned.
Don't give it to me yet. When he returned,
we were in Vegas watching it.
Oh, Bob Sanders?
Yeah.
He was DPOY?
Yeah.
He was really good.
He was
just always hurt.
Yep.
Remember, he was like a brick bleep house.
He was a badass.
He could run a 4-3.
No, I remember that the end of that year, I was like, Bob Sanders is the reason this team is
he would
really good.
Smack the taste out of your mouth, too.
Cold
and ran
4-3. But he couldn't stay on the field.
No.
Couldn't stay on the field.
Man, Bob Sanders was a defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
Of the year.
Yep.
Look at the Bob Sanders. The Bob Sanders games played. Let me see if it's as bad as you think. Probably is.
I think it is.
Ooh, it is. Six first year, four starts. But, you know, it's a rookie year.
Well, he's smaller.
Next year's 14. Two games missed.
Yeah.
The next year's 4. The next year's 15. Then 6. Then 2. Then 1. Then 2. It's even worse than I thought.
No, wait. That's games played?
Yeah.
6-1-2-1?
Hey.
Bob Sanders played 50 games in 8 seasons.
Wow. Yeah. Will Fuller's like, man, you fragile.
Will Fuller's like, man, do some
why
more steroids.
So, why are you so
you need
fragile?
To do some
steroids.
Yeah.
How did Bob win
Will
Defensive
Fuller
Player
does.
Of the Year?
Probably the year he
the
played.
The stats are like.
07? What did he play, 14 or 15?
We had 97. I'm sure it's 7. Because he had 2 interceptions, 6 passes defense, 97 tackles. He has 72 solo tackles. Wow. 1 fumble return. But it must have been, you know, just because they were a really good team. It's interesting. In this era of stats, Bob Sanders' stats weren't. You know, tremendous.
No, but
yeah,
I agreed with him being winning player of the year.
And 2-time first team All-Pro. Both years that he was healthy, he was first team All-Pro. And he was only healthy 2 years. And in 1 year, he missed 2 games. which is still a thing. Like, you miss two games, that still kind of hurts. And the other year he missed one. He never played a 16-game schedule. Dude, his combine numbers, let me see if they have them on here. A 4'3", he was 6, he was 5 foot, oh my gosh.
Yeah, he
was, Bob Sanders was 5'8".
Yeah. No, he's a little fella. That's why he's hurt all the time.
He was 5'8", 204 pounds, with
jockey.
A 41-inch vertical leap. Oh my gosh, almost 11-foot broad jump and ran a 4.35. These numbers are astonishing.
He was a jockey, dude.
He just was so tightly wound.
Yep, yep. 7.37.80.
Del, can we say he was a jockey? That's how you get away with the little person stuff right now. You just call somebody a jockey?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Is that the workaround?
I'm sure he doesn't fit the profile exactly.
Can I tell you something? The M word, me? Eh?
What?
Me? Eh?
Me? That is
Midland,
used
Texas?
A ton in scouting circles by NFL, and they don't care. They won't do it publicly, but they'll just say, that wide receiver is this. He's a this. This cornerback's the M word. Mie.
That's what they were called on the show. What jockey was it? I forget. We had a jockey in studio, and he kept saying, yeah, Mie. And I was like, what is a Mie?
You know, a lot of these jockeys, you think they Mie.
They're Mie.
What?
What?
Mie.
Mie.
Small. Mie. Oh.
Chance loved that.
Somebody saved it because we had it on audio.
Yeah. Chance and Frank loved Mie.
Yeah.
843 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about Gimme the VIN. That's give me, not gimme, give me the VIN.com. John Clay Wolf was just on talking about how your wife, well, if you buy a pool, I don't even want to repeat what
collateral or credit. What did he call it?
It was prima nocta.
Right? Yeah. Trying to build a pool you can't pay for your wife as payment.
The pool builder gets your wife. I don't know why that came up. I have no idea, but I do know that if you sell him your car, you will get more money for it. That's right. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf is awesome at this. What he does is he buys cars, and he buys them for more money than other people will give you. He has said this. If he can't beat CarMax's offer, he will send you $100. That's right, $100. It's in your pocket. So it's in your best interest to at least find out what your vehicle is worth. Go armed to the dealership. Go armed to, and I don't imagine dealerships really love this. Oh, no. Well, I can get this at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Oh, crap. GiveMeTheVIN.com. They must hate him. They must hate him at the dealerships. He's public enemy number one at the dealerships. GiveMeTheVIN.com is going to give you more money for your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Loaded, ready, rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like code?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 845 on ESPN 97.5, 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. The headline, Tiger Woods. Not under the influence. I think that was one of the first things, but it was 7:12 in the morning. And now the full thought was, was he out all night? No, he was in a hurry trying to get to a shoot with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert. And on the way, he rolled his car, hit the median, hit a tree, rolled his car. And at first it was reported by the police that Adam Schefter even put this out there, which Adam Schefter does not like to be wrong. That they had to use the jaws of life.
Mm-hmm.
They amended that. I don't know why the police would put that out there.
I don't know. It turned further reporting suggested that there was no evidence of him hitting the brakes at any point.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that come across the screen
as
well.
They would have seen some skid.
Yeah, they just it appeared that the brakes weren't ever engaged.
Dude, what in the world? None of this makes sense. He hauled ass out of there.
Maybe he didn't see the median.
The
cop said it was it's a dangerous place. There are a lot of accidents there.
Okay. Yeah. But supposedly he was ticked off about somebody was blocking him because the show Grownish was there filming. And the director said he saw Tiger fly out of there as fast as he could. Like he was, before anything even happened, he told me, did you see Tiger Woods just haul ass out of here? What the hell was that?
Well, he was, apparently they were blocking him and he couldn't get out. And then when he finally could, he did. He
had something to film, right?
Yeah, he had to film a lesson he was giving Drew Brees and Justin Herbert.
But it's so strange that, you know, that he just kept going that fast. Like, that. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. But, well, or never maybe he didn't see, he never saw it. Never saw the median. Maybe that's a possibility.
It's a one car.
Yeah. He never saw the median and hit the tree and rolled. And he never, maybe never, he didn't even know until he was in the air. Whatever the case may be, he's shattered his right leg, ankle, tibia. I mean, it's just
multiple rods, pins, yes, screws. Yes. You know, it wouldn't be crazy to say this is the end of Tiger Woods' PGA career. I don't think that'd be a huge stretch, but we'll see. We don't know. Clearly, he has a long road ahead of him just for recovery, period.
Yeah.
Period. The Tiger Woods documentary put a lot of, we talked about this. If you haven't seen it on HBO, it's definitely worth watching. It really puts a lot of Tiger's, it will remind you of things that maybe you saw, or it will tell you things that you didn't know. Tiger's relationship with his dad, Tiger's relationship with his mom. Tiger on footage is just a kid in high school who was just a goofy kid in high school. They talked to Tiger's first girlfriend. Yeah. They talked to her parents. They talked to family friends and their perspective. Now, everybody who talked is already clearly out of the loop. You basically find that out. Tiger cut his first girlfriend off because, what was it? They went out drinking and partying, and basically his dad made Tiger write a letter that said
break up with her.
Yep. He was breaking up with her.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it does put Tiger in a better light, if you want to know the truth.
Well, it humanizes him a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it actually, I don't want to say justifies his actions, but you can understand that's how he was raised.
Well, the sex addiction thing, you get a real sense of that. We even saw the Perkins. She wasn't a waitress. She was a hostess, first of all. So it's kind of disrespectful to keep saying.
But she still smelled like pancakes.
Maybe not. Maybe bacon. But all I know is that.
Bacon and pancakes go together.
Because they were even saying Perkins, but they had video footage of the Tiger's SUV or Cadillac or whatever it was that he pulled into a parking lot with her. They had,
and then she threw the condom out.
And I wasn't gonna say that part.
They picked it up.
No, they didn't.
Brought it home.
No, the PI that they
now it's actually on eBay.
Was it? No, it wasn't Elon. It was TMZ had the PI after him because TMZ was hounding him.
Yeah.
Oh no, National Enquirer, not TMZ.
Oh, National that's right. Enquirer there was a lawsuit
because the Enquirer had the story,
and they said
we'll eat this story, but you have to do an exclusive article and photo cover for Men's Health, or I don't know. Was it Men's Health? It was another magazine like that, Men's Fitness, something like that, that they owned. The parent company owns that. And he's like, you take my shirt off now. You can start taking pictures, or what do you want to do? We can do this now so that you never leak this story ever. And so they said, okay. But then after the next one, they're like,
isn't that illegal to hold
someone? That's technically blackmail.
Yeah.
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 Well, some people would call it quid pro quo.
Or blackmail.
It felt like blackmail when I heard it.
Mike wants to get in here. We said we would take your call, 713-780-3776. He's on the HRMP listener line.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
Living the dream, man. Just wanted to talk some pizza to you. Had food. We got to remind people, a true Blue Malnati, they put the sauce on the top. The sauce goes on the top of pizza, on top of the cheese and everything. But if you go over to Airline, there's a little spot over Airline where they got a deep dish that takes them 45 minutes to make. It's called Chicago Beef. Man, they got the Vienna beef hot dogs. They got Italian beef sandwiches with the cheese sauce. They've
where?
Got, true North Side. It's 1777 North Airline.
Was that by Hobby?
Right at Cavalcade and 45.
Cavalcade and 45?
Cavalcade and 45. If you get a chance, go over there and check it out because it's an old school family.
It's called Chicago Italian Beef and Pizza.
Chicago Italian Beef and Pizza.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm on it. I got. Oh my God! I love that.
Look it up, man, and you will be happy. They got the true cheese sauce, man. They got the true cheese sauce, and take some 45 minutes to make their deep dish.
Wow.
John's not interested in the deep dish, but the other stuff.
Got the Italian beef Vienna. They got the true Chicago hot dogs. Oh, what? Stop already. I'm in. You had me.
Curbside pickup and delivery only. They don't have dine-in.
That's all right.
That's fine.
You're going to have them deliver from Cavalcade and 45?
Or just pick it up.
Pick it up.
Okay, go out. We'll pick it up. I'll check it out. I'll see what the deep dish Chicago pizza is all about.
I don't want the deep dish. They don't have the thin crust with squares.
Look. That's not super deep dish.
No, but he's not looking for that.
Look at this pasta on here. Oh man.
Oh, they got Jimmy Durante in here. A picture of him for some reason.
Can I ask
their website.
You a question? Chicago porky fries.
Fries with bacon.
What are you talking about? Bacon with a bunch of stuff all over it.
It looks like chili.
French fries with.
It looks like chili on it.
It's just got cheese sauce. It's just cheese sauce and bacon.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well,
this
yeah.
doesn't look good. Porky fries.
Porky fries.
I don't think he likes the title.
No, I don't. I'm not.
Porky fries.
Chicago Fire Burger, Chicago Deep Dish. Look at all this advertising they're getting. They better bring some.
Yeah.
We better have something here tomorrow.
Hey, Chicago Italian.
Something here tomorrow.
You better send something.
Chicago Italian beef and pizza.
Beef and pizza on airline. Cavalcade.
I don't even know where
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
It's 1777 Airline Drive.
Got it.
They need site jab, by the way.
Site's not great.
No. Site's not great.
Somebody's brother-in-law did this. Troll picture of the porky fries on there, too, Frank. When you do our website, put the porky fries on the front.
Right there.
But they offer
right in the front where everybody can see it.
John, you can get a thin crust there. Though
but they don't cut it in squares. They cut it in
I'm sure
triangles.
They I'm sure they would do that no, for you if problem. You ask.
No, that's a problem.
If you ask for squares,
that's a problem, sis.
I would ask. I'm glad you got away from that the sis thing, but now it's back. Because there was a point like before he went on his first vacation where sis was a thing for him.
Why did this become a thing?
I don't know. I'm sure he saw something on YouTube.
You hear what he charlied you before he went on his first vacation?
It's what did he say? It's North I-10. I got you. I don't know. This is something we can do.
Oh, the Al Capone pizza?
That Cavalcade, we can do this.
Yeah. We got a show. You're just looking at the menu right now.
It's 8:54. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it.
They got
it.
A pizza called
Al Capone. Now, that's good information.
No, that's good information.
That's good information.
You got a pizza in here
if
called
you've got
the
a
Al
business
Capone.
That you want to promote this morning, yeah. Give us a call.
I know that means Todd loves one that. Of us, one person in this building may be pissed, but the rest of us, we won't care.
Well, we will Todd if you don't bring. That. Well, we're expecting.
What are we expecting?
What are we expecting?
Pie?
Oh, yeah? Well, hopefully.
I don't want porky fries coming from Cavalcade.
If they don't bring fries, guess what? They get a fresh 40, one.
45 in Cavalcade, they get a fresh one. It may not hold up.
All you got to do is give us a call, and we'll put your business on the air.
Oof. You're asking for an email. No.
Todd loves that.
Hey, you know what?
A text message.
We will. Actually, they do have a hookup on, they have a huge hookup right now on advertising. Like, they will give you, they're bringing
that's
in
true.
new advertisers.
I heard
they got
yeah. I heard we have a commercial that says, hey, you want to advertise? Now's the time.
No. Yeah. If you're interested in having your business advertised, they've got a great package for you right now. Like, just this website's just not.
No, it's not.
This is what I'm saying.
In the middle of all the sandwiches and whatnot, they had a picture,
the
a small
page
picture.
You requested does not exist. Look at this picture of porky fries. That's
they had
fine.
A small picture of Jimmy Durante.
We on the same page? I didn't see Jimmy
Durante
on there.
No. I saw that. I didn't see your porky fries. But
you didn't see the porky fries?
I was on another one that had it. I said something. I don't know. Anyway, so if you do want to advertise, give us a call. And we will set you up with a great deal. It's unbelievable right now. After, you know, with COVID, and then we had an Arctic blast.
People need us. They can call directly into the show or a different number.
I don't know. Call and you hook them up with Todd.
Oh, yeah. They didn't throw the...
I, We'll give you the main number.
You'll get a finder's fee, though.
Sure, I will. That's how this place works. We'll give you the main number, and then you can set that up. You don't get on the air to talk about your business that way.
That's not what I meant.
That's not how it works here.
That's what I meant.
You want the conversations you're going to have with the people here if you do that?
No. What I meant was you call, and we'll get you on the air when you buy a package.
When you buy a package. You just can't call in and talk about your business on this show.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
That's what Mike did.
That's what I'm trying to clarify.
That's what Mike did.
I'm sure Mike
who, by the way, owner Mike.
You don't know that for sure, but it's possible.
But it's possible. No, it's
hey, good. Guys, 1717.
1770.
Airline. North Airline.
Cavalcade and night then.
What's it called? I can't even remember, but I know where it is, and I know the phone number and website, Chicago Pizza and Beef Franks.
Do you got to call ahead? I don't know. We've got to find out. 713-780-3776, 857 on ESPN 97.5. Call Craig DeSurf first.
Craig DeSurf is a guy who was here in Houston, and he went out to Angleton. They wanted him to come out there and run the place, and he's like, oh, I'll go out there I'll go out there to be nice, but I don't want to sell cars outside of Houston. And he said he was there 5 minutes and his mind changed completely. And the reason it changed completely is because he knew that he could finally, he knew that he could run the business like he wanted to, which is a family style car dealership. It's not really you control the car buying experience. You don't have the high pressure sales tactics. You don't have to make that nut that you do in Houston. Because of outrageous rent, they're out there giving you, they get to the low price right away for you, and they have selection for you. The service is second to none. Every year, their customer service index is the highest around the city of Houston. I mean, in and outside the city of Houston. And whether you need, whether you want to get great prices or great trade-in value or great service after the sale, that's the company that you do business with. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC. I put that on my mama. I mean, I send everybody there because I know they will never embarrass me. You're always going to be happy with not only the deals, but the entire experience at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Check them out for yourself online at LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, all-star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.